Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're celebrating the 15th anniversary of Peter Meyer's membership in our Brain Trust. He's the founder and principal of the Meyer Group. He's the author of Warp Speed Growth, also Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is still one of my favorite books, and he's our good friend, Peter. Thanks again for being here. Thanks for 15 great years. You're teaching us about learning, how to become better and smarter learners.
Well, thank you.
Continue.
And I want to go back to a comment we just finished the last period with. When we're doing this in a way that's not optimal, it's not defective. None of us are defective learners. But all of us know how to learn. I mean, that's really
inefficient.
Important.
Are we inefficient learners? Are we ineffective learners?
We are improving learners.
Ah.
Right. I'm never going to say that anything about learning is negative. No, politicians are negative. I'm never going to say anything about learning that is negative because it's always a good thing. And we know how to do it. We've been doing it since we came out of the womb, both in a physical sense and a business sense. Your listeners, the people listening to the show, are superb learners. So there's nothing defective there, but could we do more better? And will things change? And the answer is yes. Facts are not always facts. They're often opinions. Some things don't change, right? You're brilliant, and that's not going to change. But other facts that we rely on are going to change. And what doesn't matter is the ability to assemble facts. You can assemble information all day long. What matters is your ability and my ability and everybody's listening to this ability to act on the facts, to look at them from what they know is true about themselves, what you and I know is true about ourselves, to look at them and then find a way to apply them in a way that helps our customer.
And meanwhile, if I could stick something in there, find a way to not to fall in love with the facts.
Exactly.
Because of what you said earlier about how they change. I mean, one of the things, there's a term called hidebound that I like to use as often as I can because I think it's a wonderful word. And it's completely intuitive to me. And you and I both have known people who learned a fact. And when they learned it, it was very useful, very helpful, very productive for them. But when that fact became either irrelevant or obsolete, they couldn't turn loose of it, and it took them down.
It's like learning to make buggy whips better.
Right.
I can get really good. I have an internet-enabled buggy whip in my inventory. That doesn't help much.
Yeah.
Right. So if I need to use the word highbound. I need to adjust myself and how I will work the world, not based on the facts outside of myself, but based on what drives me to add value. And what drives my customers to perceive value.
Talk about that relationship, the your desire to add value and understanding and determining their perceived value, because that is an important point there. That word perceived is the fulcrum in all this, isn't it?
It is indeed. And it's important for me in my business that my customer perceive the value that they want to achieve, not based on what they want to buy, but what they want to do. So a business, if I'm driving trucks and I buy tires from a tire shop, the business who drives trucks and buys tires doesn't really want to buy tires. They want to buy safety, speed, and efficiency on the road. Okay, so I want to talk to my customers about what they want to get from the transaction, what value they want. They want safety? Great. They want improved margins? Great. They want to develop their people better? Great. But that's not the product that I sell results in those things if it's used correctly.
Now, tie that into how we learn.
The way that I learn best, and I think most of us learn best, is by asking the questions that really matter to ourselves and to our customers. Here, the question is, what will you get from this purchase? What will it do for your business or your life? That is not fact-based. Those facts will change constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But asking the question will give you the answer you need to learn how to add more value at higher margin to each and every one of your customers.
One of the things that I'm coming back to the self thing that I'm hearing you say is it would be natural, it'd be human nature to learn something and to be so proud and to act on what we learned and to be successful with that action and get response from the customer and to be so proud of it that we think that's all we needed. And to be so lazy that we didn't do anything else.
I don't think that's natural, Jim. I think that when you and I both learned to crawl, we knew how to crawl really well. We were both superb crawlers, but we wanted more.
Yeah. Well, what I'm worried about though are people talking about the customers are people who think they already know what the customer their expectations are, as you talked about.
Yes.
When the truth is, those have changed. And maybe several times since the last time you checked with them. That's the learning I'm worried about for people. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And the right answer for that is almost never to tell them the answer.
Right.
But as you do so well, ask the right question.
You got to ask, folks. This is
ask the right question.
It's so important. And if the 21st century has done anything, it's caused your customers' expectations to change more rapidly than ever before. And you have to learn what those are, as Peter has been helping us with. Quick break, Tim Tail, right back with Peter Meyer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.